This is the sound of a video game called Final Fantasy. And this is the sound of a new movie based on that game. Final Fantasy: The Spirits Within is the first movie to feature a full cast of computer-generated human characters. This is no Snow White. It's a level of animation that's making real actors nervous. Final Fantasy is the summer's second major release inspired by the plot of a video game. Joining us from New York, Weekend Edition's own real-life, flesh-and-blood, but always animated entertainment critic Elvis Mitchell. Hi, Elvis.
It is good to talk to you, Susan.
Now, this thing goes beyond a trend, doesn't it? Final Fantasy, latest and most ambitious of the Hollywood movies that are based on video games. Is there enough to the video games to make a plot for a movie and also characters?
How best to put this? No, there's not. It's weird because, you know, it's kind of the first movie to feature non-actors, well, with the exception of Pearl Harbor, of course. But it's weird because it's kind of like watching the movie Tron, which I guess is about 20 years old, and you find you're paying so much attention to the level of animation that you really don't pay any attention to the story, which is probably a good thing with Final Fantasy because I think all of the real and creative investment in the picture goes in the creation, the visualization of the characters.
Yeah.
And you know, watching Aki Ross, who's voiced by Ming-Na, you watch her hair because they probably spent like about half the budget to get that. It has that real herbal essence sheen. You know?
Yes, except that the strands never split. I noticed that. It moves like a wave, and it's absolutely solid. It's not real hair.
Well, I guess they'll be doing it to Sharon Stone in the future then, so she has to worry about a hairdresser.
Yeah. This may surprise you, Elvis, but I have never played Final Fantasy on my Sony PlayStation, and I wonder, would that make it harder for me to really understand and appreciate Final Fantasy, the film?
Oh, yes, it betokens a level of intellectual investment from you that unless you watch the video game and have read the cliff notes. Now, it's weird because the movie is basically a standard kind of save the future thing, but with the elements of Final Fantasy. So it's kind of spiritual, which means there's next to nothing going on. The actors work so hard to give the lines and their line readings a kind of an emotional import that you just think, well, they're certainly working hard, but there's nothing there for them to do. There's nothing from the play. And what you really miss with this computer animated stuff is watching the real chemistry of actors in a room.
Elvis, we have 2 seconds. Could you summarize the plot for us?
They fight to save the universe.
Oh, give away the ending. How does it turn out?
I think they succeed, at least until you move on to the next level of the game, which actually is the thing that's missing from this and many of these pictures. Mm-hmm. Video games are basically kind of second-rate fairy tale mythology, but they create their own mythology. And even though we're not sort of moved into these things the way Bruno Bettelheim would have us be moved into these video games, there's an element we get you don't get from movies. They're interactive. Mm-hmm. You get to participate in these things. And there's a weird kind of detachment from video games because there's nothing really at stake emotionally. You can never really die. There's no real emotional texture or coloration in this.
Mm-hmm. So what would it take then for Hollywood to get better at shifting these computer games onto a big screen? Would it take a screenplay by Anton Chekhov?
Is he available? Because we should give him a call. I guess what's weird about these movies is, of course, they want to get those kids who've grown up playing video games, and movies have actually been influenced in a way by video games in the way that attention constantly shifts because the thing you get in a video game and the kids have from video games and watching DVDs is they can shift time around. Mm-hmm. They don't have to pay attention to a conventional narrative, so that kind of sense of momentum gets splintered. And the excitement of doing that in a video game is essentially you're making your own movie around you. Now, it may be a second-rate movie, but if you're in it, you don't really care. Whereas if you're watching this stuff on screen and you're not engaged by, oh, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for? Plot. Then you just are distanced from it more than you would be from a bad movie because it's a non-movie, actually.
Yeah. The technology, though, is really amazing. But you have to wonder whether you can really show complicated human emotions and situations without using real actors.
Well, I think part of the appeal of video games is that there is no complicated emotion. I mean, it's essentially about you reacting to the forces of evil as you're playing a game. And maybe the way that these movies have been influenced by other movies before, or the video games, rather. They've all been influenced by the Indiana Jones movies and the Star Wars. So those kind of set the templates for what have become video games. In fact, the last section of Star Wars, when they're flying through the Death Star, has become the template of so many video games. That's you in that craft shooting those things down. And 23 years ago, that was kind of fun to watch. But now, because nobody's really taken that next kind of empathetic leap in terms of creating that kind of situation or that kind of feeling in the movies based on the video games, we're doubly locked out of them.
Thanks very much. Weekend Edition entertainment critic Elvis Mitchell. He's also a film critic for The New York Times. Bye, Elvis.
Bye.